Kesimin Shin Samaches. Kesimin Shin Samaches, we are up to Dalit. We discussed yesterday at the end how many matzos one needs for. We went through the Dirshu, how many matzos one needs for the Eruv Chatzeros. The bottom line was between 5 and 13 Mishin matzos. That was the bottom line. Somewhere between 5 and 13 or 14. 12 luchar, you're really safe. You have 12 matzos. Even lufid chazon nish, it appears that's for sure really more than enough. We mentioned there's one opinion that it's a little bit larger. All right, but you can be leaning between 5 and 13 matzos. Now we're up to seif dalid nismaet mishiroi achar shenichnas shabbos rishoyna v'nishtayer bo afilu kol shu kosher. Now we learned this many times in passing that if we have a kosher eruv chatzeros, everything is set, and the first Shabbos we have passed through the critical moment of time of Bein Hashmoshos, and now we are up to the second Shabbos, and we discover the eruv has been diminished. We no longer have the full shear. So let's say we have 1,000 people, and we learn we have to have a shear of at least Mazon Shtei Sudos, which is either 6 or 8 eggs, between 5 and 12 matzos, and that shear was present the first Shabbos, and now it's the second Shabbos, and we discover to our great surprise, we only have 3 matzos, 2 matzos, 1 matzah, a half a matzah. It's okay. The only time you require the full shear is for the first Shabbos, the first time that this Erev takes effect. Once the Erev has gone into effect for Shabbos, it's okay if the Erev has been diminished. That's the Chiddush of Sif Dalit. Okay, on page 468, Shin Samaches Sif Dalit, the Smite Mishiroi, Achar Shnichna Shabbos, Rishoyna, V'nishtar Bo, Afilu Kol Shehu, Kosher, it's okay. Af L'shar Shabbosos, for the remainder, even for the other Shabbosos. There's a very interesting over here, Chazonish. On the left side, okay, I know not everyone has the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah, so I'll tell you the outside. If you have the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah on the left side, number 15, the bottom, the last line of the right column, when we see over that it's enough to have the smallest amount, we learn many times there are two ways to make an Eruv Chatzeros. Either everyone in the courtyard contributes, the simple technique, everyone gives a little amount of bread, joins together, or the second technique is where one person is the host, he is the sponsor. So the Chazon Ish says that if every single person is contributing, we have 10 people in the courtyard, and every single person has given the dried fig, so we have 10 dried figs. The Mazon Shtei Sudos, we learned, is 18 dried figs. But if everyone, we have less than 18 people, everyone only has to give the equivalent of a dried fig. So we have our basket of 10 dried figs for the 10 residents of the Chatzer. And the next week it's been diminished. It's only going to be kosher if there's at least a mashu left for each person. Since the Erev, the way that this Erev was constructed was by every single person contributing. When it says here in the Mechaber that if the Erev was diminished, it's okay, it means there must be at least a mashu left for every single member. Every single member. In other words, if an entire dried fig from resident number 6 is missing, the Erev is no good, because number 6 has no part in this Erev. When it says...
How do you know which one is?
You don't. You label it. You put on labels. And this is not very practical because we don't do like this. But in the second approach, the second technique of creating an Erev Chatzeros, which is what we do today, is where one person is the sponsor, he buys a box of matzah for the entire community, and he does ziku, he gives it to another person. Then, even if only a small a mashu is left from the entire box of matzah, it's good for the entire community. So again, there are two techniques. Either everyone in the courtyard contributes, there is no single sponsor, then this halakh is extremely limited. Then the only time, if it diminishes, it's going to be okay, is if there's going to be at least a mashu for every single person who in the group, every single person who gave their loaf of bread, they must have at least a mashu left. But if one person is a sponsor, then even there's a mashu for the entire group, that's going to be okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah here says something. Now, this halacha that we just mentioned, Dalit, we've come across many times. We've discussed this. We mentioned this many times. But along comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says something which completely changes everything. What does he say? Let's see over here. Mishnah Berurah tes zayin. Sifkon tes zayin afle shor di ilu Shabbos zeh kosher filo nishtar klal. That we know that this Shabbos, when it says here in the Mechaber that if it you must have a mashu who left, that refers to next Shabbos. But this current Shabbos, even if there's nothing left, it's okay, provided, of course, that the Erev was in existence at the time of Bein HaShemashos. Kevan Shoya Erev Kayim Bein HaShemashos. Now the Ayin B'Mogin Avram Shekosav is an incredible Chiddush which changes everything. The Dino Dinishtar Kosher Hu Rak B'Zman HaShas. This halacha, that all subsequent Shabbosos, it's kosher, if there's a small amount, that's only in the time of the Gemara. Why? Because they made two separate Eruvin, an Eruv Echatzeros, and a Shitufei Mevos. Like you learn Masechta Erevin. But Masha'ein came Lididon Bizman Hazeh. We learn many times that we don't make both. We don't make an Eruv Echatzeros and a Shitufei Mevos. We just make the Shituf. We have a crossbreed. Where do you put the Eruv Echatzeros? In the Bias. Where do you put the Shituf? In the Chotzer. Where do we put the Eruv Bizman Hazeh? We put the Eruv in the Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses has the status of a chotzer. An Eruv Echatzeres is made from bread. Shituf Mevos should be made from yayin. What do we use for Eruv Echatzeres as man hazeh? Bread. So what's going on? Time, the midin, the gemara, you have to have two separate things. You have to have for the bottom Eruv Echatzeres from bread. For the chatzeros, Eruv Echatzeres, Shituf Mevos from yayin. The Eruv Echatzeres goes in one of the bottom, and the Shituf Mevos goes in one of the chatzeros. And the Shituf is yayin. What do we do with Zman HaZeh? We put the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses, which has the status of a Chotzer, and we use bread. So what's going on? So this is a Chiddush. It comes down to the principle of Migu. We bring the two together. We only make a Shituf with the object that's really used for an Erev. And we say that since we're joining together the courtyards, it also works to join together the bottom. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. We had a Ber Halacha. It's very struggle to explain why it works. The Lundis, the Migul, that's not for now. But that's how we do it Bizman Hazeh. Therefore, along comes Magen Avraham and says in an awesome chiddush, this leniency, that if you have the shear has been diminished for subsequent Shabbosos after it has been taken effect, it's okay. That's only if you follow the rules. You're following the rules. Then what are the rules? You have an Erev Echatzer, Shituf Mevos. But if you're not following the rules, like today, and we're doing a Lamdasha Erev, we're having a Shituf which is going to work also for the Erev Echatzeros, you must have the complete Shear of the Erev for all subsequent Shabbosos. So even though the first Shabbos you had a full box of matzah with 12 matzahs, and you pass through Bein HaShemashos, and you want to continue using this box of matzah for Shabbos 2, 3, 4, 5, and when you come to Shabbos 5, you discover you only have 3 matzahs, less than the shear according to all opinions, and even though it says here in the Mechaber that it's okay, because you already got to the first Shabbos, it's not okay. It's okay in the time of the Gemara, when you had a real Erev Echatzeres and a real Shit of Mevos. But Bizman HaZeh, we were combining the two together, we have a Lomdisha type of Erev and Shituf, a hybrid, then you have to have the full box of matzah every single Shabbos. So this is a very interesting idea, which is not obvious, only brought out here in this Mishnah. One more time, with second line in the Tezayin Vayimog Navram, Shekosav the Dinah Nishtayim Kosher Hurak Bizman HaShas, Sheyoisim Erev Chatzel Shituf Mevos Kol Lecha Bifnei Atzma, Mash'ein Kein Lididon, Dinahaginon, La'asoy Shituf Erev Biyachad. We join them together. Uchim Mevar B'Simin Shin Pei Zayin. We learned this. We learn this again. Pasul L'Shabbos Sheniyah. In Ein Boi Shir Erev. Unbelievable. But then he says, not everyone agrees. There are those that are leaned. V'ayin V'Halacha Sheyesh Chogim B'Zev V'L'Chatkil V'Vad V'Tzoch V'Zov V'Hoysef Ka'ashir. Some disagree. Some are lenient. Some hold. Even though B'Zana Zev we have a Lomna Shariv V'Chatzeres that joins with the Shtuv Mevos, we can be lenient. If it's nifchas, it's okay, but the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir if you can't. Okay, now let's go. Then the Zion just points out, this is something very simple. We know that when you create the Erev HaTzeres, it must be Sholem, it must be complete. So how then can it be here that our Erev is deficient? Yud Zayin, Shabbosos. We have to kind of little elbow simon shin samachvav b'sivvav sh'ein me'orving b'prusa. Of course, that's where you make it for the first time. Hayne k'shachayis ha'prusa k'b'shosh shehin yicha l'shem Erev. Ma'ashe'ein k'ein hocha sh'nifrsa achakach leslan ba. Of course, here it's going after you already had a good Erev and it was diminished. If it starts out good, then we're not concerned about what happens later on, that it's no longer Sholem, it's a Prusa. Of course, it goes without saying that if it's Nifisha before Ben Hashmashos, if you know about it, of course, you should replace it. You should replace it if you can, especially before Ben Hashmashos. Okay, now let's go to Seif. Hey, another very interesting halakha. Seif in this Apesh. What happens? What happens if it becomes rotty? It becomes moldy. The matzah is not exactly. It's not oila al shulchan malachim. Im nis apesh pas ha'erov v'nifsal melechol harehu kmo shakol legamrei. It's as if it does not exist. If it's not suitable for achilas adam, it's as if it does not exist. It's sarach l'arav v'chadash, and you have to make a new erev haga. Ulechein, very interesting. Nohagu lasos erev chalas matzah. That's why the minig is to make it from matzah, not from bread, because bread turns moldy, it gets hard, and therefore it's not going to last very long. Sheina mamaheres lehis apesh, it does not become moldy. V'oid yecholim l'shama b'mei apesach. You can use it during Pesach. What are you going to use during Pesach? You're going to use bread, and you have Shabbos Chol HaMoed, or if Shabbos falls on the first or last days of Pesach, what are you going to use? You must use matzah. If you use matzah, matzah can last an entire year, unlike bread. And here the Ramah says something which is very interesting, and it's better, practically speaking, for one to use matzah, because then you only need to make the Erev once a year, and you have for the entire year. If you're going to use bread, the bread's not going to last more than a few days. You can have to make a new Erev every single Shabbos. What happens if you forget to make the Erev on Erev Shabbos? People are not aware, they'll carry in the Chatzah without their knowledge, without knowing that they're not allowed to and violate the Halacha. Therefore, use matzah and make it once a year. If you do want to make an Erev every Erev Shabbos, v'lechol erev kol Shabbos, and eat the Erev on Shabbos itself. Let's say you want to do that for whatever reason. In fact, that really is ideal. If you make the Erev every single Shabbos, you appreciate what the Erev is all about. You've come together. You make a bracha every Shabbos. You say the Nusach. You'll get a real appreciation for what the Erev is all about. And then, and you also have the advantage that you'll actually eat the Erev. You'll eat. It's a, you'll part of your Suda Shabbos will be. We'll see in a moment what you do to eat the bread from the Erev Chatzeres as part of your Suda Shabbos. Harishos biyado, that's permitted. Finally, come on, Simon Shin, side down. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah says some interesting things. Oh, after the Erev Tashir, correct. We're going to see right. We're going to see that in a few moments. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. Let's start with Chaf. Let's say if you saw that on Shabbos you took note that it's moldy, you can be lenient and you can assume that it became moldy on Shabbos, but Ben Hashmash, the critical moment of time, it was okay. Let's go to Chof Aleph. Chof Av Toiv Yosef. So the Ramah says it is ideal to make the Eruv only once a year. Use matzah. And we learned before that the ideal time to make the Erev is the Shabbos, is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is when you put out the Erev. And it's ideal to do it once a year. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv Yosef, the Ho'acharonim, Kosvu the Yosef, Toiv, Lo'orev, Kol Erev Shabbos. He disagrees. Okay, that's always the most fascinating Mishnah Berurah, when he gives Hagdamas, and when the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Ramah and the Mechaber. Well, here he's not disagreeing with the Mechaber. The Mechaber is silent on this issue, but the Ramah tells us Ashkenazim what the minig was to do, and the Mishnah Berurah says, not necessarily. The Achronim hold that it is ideal to make the Erev every single Erev Shabbos. Why? Ki roif pa'amim, matzah shel Erev miskalkeles u misapeshes. Me'orech hazman, matzah also becomes moldy. Matzah does not last forever, becomes stale. Moldy does not, stale, it's still edible. But becoming moldy is worse, because then it's not even edible. The gam matzah lipol by tolam, worms. Worms can infect the matzah. Me'orech hazman, ve'enu u'ya lachila, v'arehi k'moshe kol soligamri, uchanal. And if the eruv does not exist at all, you don't have the leniency of nifchas. The only time you have a leniency is where the shear is less than what you had originally. But if the air doesn't exist, then there's nothing to talk about. It's not kosher. Therefore, what should you do? So we have two opinions. The Ramah tells us make the Erev once a year, Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says make the Erev every single Shabbos. So obviously the minig is to make it once a year. Okay, that is the... What?
Yeah? I'm finished. No, I was going to ask...
That's the minute. The minute Olam is making once a year. Yeah.
Once a year. Well, okay. So, what is the temporal time? Why once a year? Why do you need to renew once a year? Where is the marker?
You're right. You are correct.
Only does it change in construction if people move or something.
You are correct. You are absolutely correct. Technically, you can go for 100 years.
Right.
Once the Erev is there. I guess, and if you don't do it, it's okay. If you forget to do Erev Pesach, as long as the matzah is there. I guess you should take note that you clean for Pesach, it's food, even though it's kosher for Pesach, matzah matzah. But there is something to spring cleaning, to reassess where you're holding in life. Once a year is a time where you should reassess where you're holding, what's doing in the community. It's just something which the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah before says that's how it should be done. But you're technically correct. If you forget to do it, as long as the box of matzah is still there, it's okay. Okay, the Roitz Alaso says, I'll tell you this, so the Mishnah Berurah says, obviously the minig is that we only make it once a year. But he does point out that, let's say a person is suspicious. You have a community, and you don't trust what's going on. You don't trust the people in charge. It used to be that the Erev was too under the Beis HaKnesses, the Rav and the Shamas. The Rav's on vacation, he's not around. And you really begin to wonder, is the Erev really in shul? Who knows if it's still there? So what you can do, be the host. What you should do is every Shabbos, a person who's very concerned about this matter has a box of matzah in his home, and he picks up the box of matzah, and he says, b'chol ye'erev mishalo, b'chol erev Shabbos, v'zakeu l'chol l'akohol al yidei acher. Bring in a neighbor. You can't use one of your children. Now we learned that a few months ago, using your wife or one of your children, bring in a neighbor and give the box of matzah to one of your neighbors and say to him, I want you to pick up this box of matzah and acquire it on behalf of the entire community. And memela, you have now a backup. But don't make a bracha, because the bracha was already made on the area of the box of matz that supposedly is still in the shul, in the locked up somewhere. Uveze ein chshash im yiskalke lo erev shebeis haknesses velo yivarech al shalo kevan sheyesh erev beis haknesses v'shemu hu kosher. Maybe it's kosher, it's still there. And the mail of the bracha you'll say now is a bracha levatala. And if you don't make a bracha, so what? The bracha is not ma'akev, it's not required l'chatchila to make a bracha. But if you don't make the bracha, the mitzvah still goes into effect. The abrachos ein me'akvos.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Let's say in the flat of
Yeah.
I don't know if the minhag is in Young Israel, but we know that a lot of people won't carry into the street from Shusrav Shusrav.
Okay.
So there are Ruvi Chatzeris that's
yes.
made
yes.
that the Rav would make.
Yes.
What does that help people? And let's say you live in an apartment house or something. Does it help them, or just what is the purpose then of the Air Chatzeris today that would be in a shul for the whole community?
The people, whoever's in charge of the Flatbush Erev, obviously, I think Rabbi Alman is in charge, if I'm not mistaken. They make an Eruv Chatzeres for the entire Flatbush. Once a year, it's renewed.
So let's say you don't offer an Erev that I can carry from my
You're asking
house.
A very good question. You're right.
What does it do for me? Can I carry my apartment
building? So what you're asking is, if a person lives in an apartment building, let's say you don't hold of the Erev.
Right.
I don't hold of the Erev. I don't carry from my home to the street. But what about the apartment building? Do I need to make an Eruv Chatzeros? Because even though I don't hold the Eruv, but someone has already made an Eruv Chatzeros for the entire Flatbush, which includes all of the apartment buildings, all of the Chatzeros. So I could at least be included in that Eruv Chatzeros I can carry in my apartment building.
Right. That's
so
right.
I believe
so
there are.
In other words, he can buy in, even though he doesn't believe in the Flatbush Eruv.
Right.
He can use the Flatbush
Eruv Chatzeros
to use to carry within his apartment.
Exactly. Yes. So you're asking a very good question. I don't know the exact answer. I remember hearing that because of that, there are people that do not make a bracha. That when they make, they don't use the Flatbush Eruv. Okay, so they don't. So, but they don't necessarily reject the Eruv Chatzeros, but they still want to make their own Eruv Chatzeros, but they don't make a bracha. I once heard that people who make Eruv Chatzeros, they do it. They do make an Eruv Chatzeros because they just don't hold of this whole thing, whatever reason. But ad kedei kach to reject the Eruv Chatzeros that's been made for the entire community to make a new bracha for the apartment building that you live in, for your group of people, that far they don't go.
Or even for your next door neighbors. If you live in the house.
I don't remember. I never spoke to my father about this. I spoke about the air, but I never spoke about this issue. I don't know.
Even if you make an air chatzeros with your next door neighbor, you have a fence around, you have a shared chatzer.
Right.
So the same thing.
Well, you technically don't need it. If you use the flap or shelf.
No, if you don't use the flap, you don't use it, but on the side,
there is something.
So you don't make a bracha.
Correct.
How do you do that in front of
house? Not everyone agrees.
You find another Jew in the apartment house, and you have him bezaki, you give him some matzah.
That's what we learned. You don't understand. You don't necessarily need another Jew. Anyone. If you have an apartment building, you want to be the sponsor. You buy a box of matzah, and you bring anyone that's not a dependent. You give him the box of matzah.
He has to live in
He doesn't. We learned that in the Mishnah, he does not have to live in the apartment house, because he does not have to live with anyone, because he also will benefit. Because if he's your guest, if he will come here to this apartment house on Shabbos, he will now, because of the Eruv Chatzeros, he'll be allowed to carry from one apartment into the hall. So you don't have to live. You don't have to be a resident of the apartment building of the Chatzer to be the person who does Zikui. Someone who is a resident of this Chatzer must be the sponsor. He will buy a box of matzah. He gives the box of matzah to anyone he wants, who is not a dependent, not a child, and not a wife. There are different opinions. We learned that's complex simon. Some hold yes, some hold no. But let's be machmer, give it to anyone that's not a dependent. That person picks up the mats on behalf of the entire building, the entire wherever we want to bring together. And lechatchilo, if there is no eruv chatzeres, you would say a bracha before you do zikui, and then you recite the nusach behadein eruvo, which should be permitted to carry. Today there is a difference of opinion. I don't know. I'll try to look up the exact halacha. But I remember hearing that there are many people that will not today in Flatbush make a bracha when they make an eruv chatzeros, because even though they do not use the eruv that has been made in the community, they hold that it's a rishus harabim. You can't make an eruv in a rishus harabim. But being that there are other opinions, and there was an eruv chatzeros made for the entire community with a bracha. So that Eruv Chatzeros covers me as well. At least the Eruv Chatzeros covers me, at least to the point where I should not go so far and be moitzi the Shem Hashem and make a bracha with Shem Malchus. I'll make Eruv Chatzeros because I'm not using that flap of sheriff. I'm not using it. I'm doing something that's private. So I'm going to make my own Eruv Chatzeros, but no bracha. No bracha. Some people make a bracha. I remember hearing some people hold. I don't know the lumbus. I have to be my eye and believe that. I'll look into it more. But you're saying something very, very good. You have very common. You have, but fine. Now I want to point out something very interesting here. This on the dear shoe before we conclude the simon. This is just a very interesting point. You don't think about this. Number 18. Yesterday we did number 17. How many matzos? You need between 5 and 13 matzos. Number 18, what kind of matzah? We touched upon this very quickly, but I want to read it inside. Ula orev, on the right side, number 18, ula orev b'matzos mechunu b'pesach, b'mokam shedorim b'nei odam hamakpidim loy le'echol matzos elu. The eruv has to be the property of every resident of the courtyard, of your building, of your community. They're all a partner. And the lum this is, you're going to eat... You're going to eat from the matzah. Let's say you have people that do not hold of the hechsher, who do not hold of machine matzah. They only eat hand matzah. So what are you accomplishing by being a sponsor for this box of matzah? I will not eat on Pesach this matzah. I don't hold it's kosher. That's my yeshita. ולאורי ומצוס נכונים שימץ בפסח ומוקם שדורם בני אדם המקפידים לא ילאכל מצוס אלו. So what's the halacha? So kosaf hakatzais ha-shulchan, one of our halachic sefer, שאי אפשר לזכויס לכם מצוס אלו משום שעבורם זה חויף. It's like not going to work. It's not a kosher eruv v'chatzeros. And if it's not good for him, it's not good for anyone. Because once one member of the community is not part of your area, no one is allowed to carry. Only reason why it works, Mishim Zikui, Zochin La'odom, Shloi Bifonav. I give a third party a box of matzah to acquire and be of the entire community. When he picks it up, everyone becomes an owner. Why do they become owners? Because Zochin La'odom, Shloi Bifonav. This person will say, it's not a zechus for me. I don't hold of machine matzah. So what do? So you have to use hand matzah. But some people don't. Exactly! I don't know the hand matzah. So you have to use both. You have to use both. Exactly. It's very problematic. Me'idach, but safer, not everyone agrees with this chumra. Okay, not everyone is so machmir. Me'idach, but safer, chokhmas leif, heavy me'achreinim, shele eiriv chatzeros, ein tzach zechim emoinis. So you get into it. Unbelievable. You don't need to become literally an owner of the matzah. We learned this, we touched upon this in the past. What is the din of Eruv Chatzeres? You have shares, like stocks in the matzah. You're a partner, literally. You can go to court and demand your few crumbs of matzah. Is that the pshat? No, not necessarily. It's a certain type of communal ownership. It's a spiritual ownership. It's not a legal ownership. Unbelievable. You don't have to literally own the matzah.
So who owns it?
The community owns it.
I'm the community.
So what does that mean, you're the community?
Why own it?
It's a vague ownership. It's not that you own it in moment. I hear you saying it's a new type of look. Corporations. There's a lot of what is there's a lot of Torah. How does halacha view a corporation? There's no such thing as a corporation in Torah. You have private ownership. You have partnerships. In America, it's a new thing. A corporation incorporates.
It's a partnership.
What does that mean? It's very common.
It's a partnership.
If you're you're responsible. You can't declare bankruptcy.
So why have to get out of
bankruptcy of debt?
Liability.
What kind of thing is this?
Personal liability.
Personal. What kind of thing? The company goes under. You owe $10 million.
The corporation.
And there are partners. There are 50 partners. Oh, we're going bankrupt. You owe us $10 million. You have debt. Every single person who's a partner in this corporation has a responsibility to pay. It's gezel, the heshev es hagzel asher goza. No, in America, there's a thing called a corporation. You're not responsible. If you're not responsible, it means you're not a partner. What is it?
What happened to Dina Bachosu?
Exactly. So this is extremely complex. So there are sforim, there are libraries written by Talmidei Chachamim. How does halacha deal with this entity called a corporation? How do we deal with this? How do we deal with it with regard to Ribis, the Heter Iska, and
the whole banking?
Exactly. And how do we deal with it? It's extremely complex. So here you see another. So you see such a thing in halacha. Yeah, over here, box of matzah. So along comes this sefer and says, oh, look at this, you have a community, 100 people in the community, it's inevitable you're going to have some guy that's an extremist. And he doesn't hold of this hechsher. He doesn't hold of this matzah. So what are you going to do? So when you do zikui, everyone has to become a partner. If one person is left out of the partnership, then the street is a reshus that's shared by multiple people and you can't carry, no one can carry. How are we going to accommodate him? So you have to use all. You have to go to shop around and go to every single store and buy all different types. Find out what kind of mats everyone brings. The mats everyone is going to accept. No, he says, owning the Eruv Chatzeres doesn't mean you have to own it. It's like a corporation. It's a corporation. There's no liability. That's really what it is. There's no liability. You're a partner in the Eruv Chatzeres. You can carry, but you're not going to be held responsible for being nichshel and owning what you hold to be chametz. I hold this box of matzahs chametz. You're not liable. You're not liable. It's a corporation. I'm a partner. I there are dividends. I have stock, I can carry on Shabbos, I don't ruin it for anyone else. That's what it's saying here. It's a fascinating thing. You do have a precedent, some type of structure where it's resembles to a certain degree of what we call the corporation, at least in some regard. Let us finish up these words over here. You don't have to actually own it. As long as you have, there's something there ready for Suda Shabbos for someone. He doesn't have to actually own it. According to him, it's chametz. So it's a liability.
Is it really chametz, or they just hold? They don't want to eat it because they're makpid, but they don't hold it. If they held it, it's really
no. He seems to learn. I hold it's mamish chametz. He wouldn't eat it. He holds mamish chametz.
Mamish chametz. Then
it's a chiddush. I don't know.
It. Your neighbor is over on Bali Road by Motzi because he has it in his house.
I don't know. That's what he seems to be saying.
Those are the words he's using.
You have people like that.
Too, but you say, is that you really your partner?
It's difficult. No question about it. Okay, let's go a little bit further. There are other examples. Now, these are very good. In the summertime, you have a very big problem of Chodesh. Okay, Pesach, Erev Pesach, there's no problem of Chodesh.
In the wintertime.
What?
In the winter, you have more of a problem of Chodesh.
In the winter?
Before Pesach. Now you don't have a problem of Chodesh because everything you get now was planted before Pesach and took root before Pesach. There's no problem with Chodesh. Problem is later on in the season.
Okay,
after
winter. Correct. Okay, correct. You have a box of matzah. It's Chodesh. Half the people in the community are machbir on Chodesh. So how can you make this air? What are you going to do now? V'chein ha'noig loy lech chodosh b'chutz yaretz kasev b'mishn b'rula, come on. Shim noy kein rak mitzad chumra, like what you said. You see, here he's touching upon what you said. If the only reason why I only chodosh and chutz is because it's a chumra, really, I would eat, it's just midas chasidus, then mutu lo la'arev l'shtatev bo aval imhu nizar b'zeh mi'machmas deos ha'poiskim sh'soyve m'shu isur min adin. Also loyal arival the shtatev bo. Why is it different in the case of matzah? So you see the different opinions. Obviously, before there's an opinion that says you have to mamish own it. It's miyuchid for someone suda Shabbos. Someone in this community can eat this as a suda Shabbos. I don't have to actually own it. I wouldn't want to own such a thing because to own such a thing would be a liability. I can't eat this food. Okay, well, in air of another example, be'er Pesach shechal yesu Shabbos. Now, this is very interesting. This is another very interesting example. She'ev shel ari b'chametz. Everyone knows that you're not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. Everyone knows that. You don't eat matzah Erev Pesach. You don't eat matzah, even some people don't eat matzah the entire Chodesh Nisan, the 15 days until Pesach. Some don't eat from Purim. In order that when you eat the matzah, it should be lit over. Everyone knows this. What happens Erev Pesach Shechal Yois B'Shabbos? When did it happen last? It happened 2 years ago. It happens so often. So then, everyone has the big problem. What are you going to do for the Su'udas Shabbos? Because you can't go daven a regular go daven 9 o'clock and come home because then it's already after the Zman. And you can't eat chometz. The only thing you can eat for your Suda Shabbos is matzah. But you can't eat matzah Erev Pesach, so what are you going to do? So some eat egg matzah. But even eating egg matzah is not so partial because we don't eat egg matzah, only someone that's ill eats egg matzah, and even though it's before Pesach Mamish, it's before Chatzos, there are different kulas. So what's the solution? The solution is you eat before the Zman, you eat down the Sikin, you down very early, and before the Zman Achilas, Isra Achilas Chametz, you eat Chametz. Because basically you can't eat matzah Erev Pesach. So now what happens if Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos, and now we're making the Ruvi Chatzeros. They were making the Ruvi Chatzeros, but no one can eat.
Before.
What? It's Erev Pesach. No, but when does it take effect? When does the Eruv take effect? It takes effect on Bein HaShmoshos going into Shabbos. So Erev Pesach, Shechal Yois B'Shabbos, you're going to make an Eruv you can't use Chometz.
No, use Matzah.
So use Matzah, but you can't eat the Matzah. You can't eat the matzah the entire Shabbos. The whole purpose of the Eruv, The whole purpose of the Erev is to be able to eat. Everyone, that's the whole thing we're discussing. Chodosh and matzah that you don't hold from the Hechsher, or you don't hold the machine matzah. So how can you make an Erev with matzah on Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos? On this Shabbos, you're not able to eat matzah. On this Shabbos, you're eating chametz. Since it's Erev Pesach, the whole day before Pesach, including Shabbos night, you don't eat shmur matzah. So how can you make an Erev? Good kasha. Ule'inyin Erev be'Erev Pesach shechal yos shechal b'Shabbos she'ev shul or b'chametz kasa b'shal shuvus dev misharim she'yochol or b'matzah al af al pi she'osur lechol matzah, even though you can't eat matzah at Erev Pesach, kevon she'hiru'ya l'ketanim. Children can eat matzah, so it's roi la'achila. It's a very chiddush. Eina mivinim sibur yitzias mishraim chamosh apostak ramol lekaman. It's very chiddush.
Very little children.
What?
Very little children.
I would think you would say the reason why you can't eat the matzah, but you see how you saw it. The reason why you can't eat the matzah, it's not because it's osur. It's a minhag. The reason why you don't eat a matzah at Pesach, there's no prohibition. L'teyavon, it should be you have an appetite to the matzah. But technically you can eat. You can eat it, so it's good off Erev Chatzeres. It's not the pshat. Erev Chatzeres is something practical. You have to make an Erev Chatzeres where people can actually join together, where a person is, where his bread is. If this is where the bread is, so we're all here. We're all owners in this loaf of bread. We all live in this one bias. We're all, the whole community is one big happy family. It has to be practical. If, bottom line, we're not going to eat this matzah because it's Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach, there's a minhag Yisrael. There's no halacha, there's no prohibition, there's a minhag, you don't eat matzah. It's not practical, that goes against the grain of what Erev Chatzeres is all about. So we have to come on to a solution. The solution is, I have children, you have children, we're all one big happy family, I'll bring my kids over, he needs to eat something, I'll bring him over to eat some matzah, that I'll do. So it is roi for people in my family, my children. Even I don't have children, but if you would have children, that's good enough to join us together on a practical level, even Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Okay, so these are some interesting things we covered over here. The halacha lemaisa that Zman Hazed is basically this halacha that we're brainwashed that if it's nifchas, it's okay. We have to remember it doesn't apply to Zman Hazed. Because as Manazel, we have a lomdesha erev. We have a combination of shituf with erev using bread in the chotzer. It must be shalem the entire year round. Is it ideal to make the erev once a year? Should we make the erev every single Shabbos? If you want to be machma, you can make it. But we learned over here such a thing as making an erev where you don't make a brocha, which has applications of Zbanazer, where you have places where not everyone uses the erev, the communal erev, but they do acknowledge that there is at least an Erev Chatzeros that has been made, and therefore they will not go so far to make a brocha on their own Erev Chatzeros that you do have. And we have these interesting halachas of where of kashrus, how far it goes. You have to be practical. You got to all join together. Not everyone holds of the same hechsher. How do you join everyone together? So we learned this interesting yisod is that Eruv Chatzeres is not necessarily the mumminus. It's some type of corporation. It's not there to serve as a liability. It's only there to serve as a sechus. It's a sechus for everyone to be together, to carry, but not a liability because you don't hold of the kashrus or you don't eat this. Doesn't matter. And that's how all of these things come together. Okay, tomorrow we start a new siman. It's a Chosha Mishpat siman. It's a very interesting siman. Shin Samach Tes. You think this is right out of Chosha Mishpat. Kinyonim, how it applies to the laws of Israel. We'll take a 2-minute break.